I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 586. Can we talk about abortion? How do we love those who have chosen to end their pregnancy? Like for many people, maybe most people, this topic is charged with very strong feelings. I could have easily been aborted myself before my mother gave birth to me. Her situation in life was precarious. Not in a strong marriage. She was an alcoholic. She already had grown children. And I was an accident. But thank God I wasn't. So let me be very clear at the outset. I do not support abortion, and I pray for its end. And yet I also know that I'm called to love. I mean really love, not just lip service love. Those who are just as strongly motivated with the opposite opinion, or maybe the opposite decision. How welcome is this conversation in our churches? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor, even our neighbors that we disagree with, even our neighbors that make choices that we wouldn't have made. We're still to love them as we've been loved. We're here to ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And sometimes it looks like hard conversations, but loving ones. A couple of years ago, in a survey for CareNet, a national network of crisis pregnancy centers that our church supports, over 1,000 American women who terminated one or more pregnancies were asked questions. And they responded, and the responses were a wake-up call to the church. Here are just 10 statistics from that survey. Number one, 25% of first-time abortions happened when the mom weekly came to church. Number two, 1 in 3 expected judgmental or condemning reactions from the church. Number three, 52% said no one from the church knew they even terminated the pregnancy. Four, ask who they were most likely to consult in making the decision about abortion. Only 1% of churchgoers who terminated their pregnancy said that they would consult their local church. Number five, 50%, half, of evangelical churchgoers who had an abortion said the church had zero influence in their decision. Number six, only 18% of churchgoers who had an abortion said it was safe to talk to their pastor about it. Number seven, 25% of churchgoers who had an abortion said the pastor's teaching on forgiveness doesn't seem to apply to abortion. Number eight, 87% said pastors are insensitive to the pressures women face with unplanned pregnancies. Number nine, only 14% of churchgoers who had an abortion said the church was a safe place to talk about pregnancy options. And finally, number 10, only 19% of churchgoers who had an abortion said the church was prepared to provide support to women who chose to keep a baby from an unplanned pregnancy. Jesus, people, we can and we must do better. Here's the great question. Are you able to have loving conversations with people in hard places who may make choices to which you strongly object? Let's pray. Oh God, the giver of life, we come to you right now. You cherish life from womb to tomb and beyond. And we humans often devalue life, not just in abortion, but in so many other ways, by not caring for the people on our path or our planet. May we, your people, be a safe place to wrestle with these decisions and the consequences of these decisions. Your grace is greater than all of our sin. Help us to love well those who have sinned differently than we have. Help us to lead with love, not lead with judgment. Teach us to listen first. God, extend your grace to us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 587. And in the meantime, abortion was the topic of this episode, but in truth, that's just one of many hyper-hot-button issues that provokes very strong opinions and emotions and often shuts off conversations. It's part of the dance of learning to love people deeply and authentically, right where they are, not where you want them to be. and at the same time holding on to and holding out the truth of the preciousness of life, all of life. As a pastor, I would love to see God's family be a safe and welcoming place for hard conversations that begin with listening, not telling, a place where we can love first, not require morality first, a place where people know that they can tell their story, even if we may not like it or agree with it, but we'll love them through it. So, how would you respond if someone came to you in a tough spot and asked, "Can we talk about abortion?"